Ball Bunting Communications postgame show here at the Ralph. North Dakota wins a 2-1 in overtime. Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers, with us. Tom, was the third period in overtime as simple as they win faceoffs and they win the game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we lost a clean faceoff right there and they won the game, so that's pretty self-explanatory. But we just kind of ran out of gas, Schultz. You saw it. We just ran out of gas.
Well, I thought, Tom, the first period, I mean, I don't know if you could have done a better job defensively. You really handcuffed them, same kind of in the second. I mean, North Dakota is a hard team to contain for 60 straight minutes.
No, they are. I mean, they're a pretty good hockey team. No, again, it's just at the end of the day, it's just unfortunate. I'm just really disappointed in that last goal right there because we lost a clean draw, and that can't happen. And it's just it's frustrating. It's a tough time to talk to me right now.
The goal that you got there, a heck of a play again by Tyler Bold at the point of getting the puck in on goal and in a place where you can get a redirect.
Yeah, it was. Again, get shots through the first layer, get shots on net, and good things happen.
Did you change the power play, Tom? It looked like you were going three high there, which, you know, I think was a...
It was off a face-off. We run a little stunt off the face-off, so that's kind of what happened right there. But so it really wasn't anything, you know, indicative of the power play, but it's just we were running a little face-off play, and it just happened that... Volder obviously shot and no one was in a good spot.
Well, I think that it really stretched their two top defenders out to let him be open when he got that return pass so he had nobody in front of him.
Right, right. You know, you're right, Biss. And, no, again, bottom line is sometimes they know something went our way right there on that power play. Absolutely.
You said going into the week that you like North Dakota's power play. Your penalty kill looked pretty good tonight, didn't it?
Yeah, but we got to make some adjustments up ice. That long drop pass was tough. They had a lot of speed built up, and we got to negate that tomorrow. And we made an adjustment between the second and third. There just was no other power play time.
Did they run that play at all last week? Is that something you had seen?
Yeah, they did a little bit, but they weren't as deep. They weren't as deep with their speed.
It went from their offensive blue line all the way back into their own defensive end, and then that guy is just off to the races.
Right, and you're flat-footed and you got poor gapping, and we just got to take that away. We're gonna take that away tomorrow.
When you're in the third period like that, Tom, and you can just kind of feel it where the you know, UND's putting on that pressure, you had a hard time clearing the zone. Unlike in the first and second, you just couldn't get the puck out of the zone. What's the philosophy? What are you trying to do there to try to maybe change that?
Biss, you're just so doggone tired, and give them they had urgency. They had, you know, it. I mean, they had a lot of urgency, and at that particular time, they're playing with a lot of desperation. And yeah, are we on our heels? But if you play the game, it's not easy, and there's ebbs and flows in every game. And obviously, that's what happened. You got to weather those storms. It's not us. It's give them a little credit too, and you just got to weather some storms.
Something tells me that both teams are going to have to weather some more tomorrow. We'll see you then, Coach.
All right.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Fighting Hawks win it 2-1 in overtime.